Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, it's Joe, and welcome to another episode of Test Talks. Is API testing on the top of your list of things to do this year? Not sure where to start? Or are you currently testing APIs but want to know more about mocking APIs or service virtualization? In this episode, Baz Dykstra, founder of the blog On Test Automation and author of the book Service Virtualization, Implementation, Practices, and Trends for On-Demand Test Environments, shares with us some tips, tools, and best practices around API testing. So if you're doing any sort of API testing, you don't want to miss this episode. Check it out. Test Talks is sponsored by the fantastic folks at Sauce Labs, the cloud-based automated testing platform that eliminates the need to maintain your own Selenium grid and test infrastructure. Try it for free today. Visit testtalks.com and click on the Sign Up Now link under the homepage sponsor section. Hey, Baz. Welcome to Test Talks.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. I've been trying to get you for a while. You were part of the Automation Guild speakers, which was awesome. Everyone loved your session. So around that, today I'd like to talk about your experience with API testing and service virtualization, rest assured, those types of things. But before we get into it, could you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Baz Dykstra. I'm a freelance test automation and service virtualization consultant. I've been in the industry for around 10 years, first with two different contracting firms, and for the last couple of years, I've been working freelance. And my main interest, as you said, is in test automation in general, in API testing, and more recently, for the last couple of years, also in service virtualization.
Awesome. So I like to start with that, and it seems like, you know, that kind of is your thing now, API testing, service virtualization. So I guess at a high level, why do you think that's important nowadays?
In general, because it, to me, it hits the sweet spot between, on one hand, test coverage, because with API level testing and test automation, you can cover a whole lot more ground compared to unit testing, just because you can't do everything in unit testing once you start putting components together, you're going to want to start integration testing. On the API level, you can cover a whole lot more ground there. And on the other hand, you also have the user interface driven end-to-end testing, which is very popular because all of the work with that's been done with Selenium and frameworks like that. But those tests tend to be kind of slow in execution, which slows down your feedback cycle, and it tends to come with a significant maintenance burden. Mm-hmm. And in general, APIs and any other types of interfaces tend to be a lot more stable, so it's easier to write and maintain tests against those types of interfaces. So yeah, that's what I mean with the sweet spot between test coverage on the one hand and speed of test execution and the effort required for maintenance on the other hand.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely agree. For some reason, UI testing to me in my 16 years takes a lot of time and a lot of maintenance. And with API testing, I've seen it seems more manageable, more maintainable. So for a tester that's in an organization where they are doing more UI-based testing, how can they kind of unload some of that burden and start incorporating more API testing if they don't have any APIs currently developed? So how do you recommend that they're able to find APIs that they can actually work with to help them with their test automation?
Great question. What I generally tend to do is when I see test teams, development teams being heavily involved in end-to-end user interface driven test automation, is just start looking at what exactly it is that you're testing with those end-to-end user interface-driven automated tests. Is it actually something that the customer experiences, or your client or your application user experience? Is it what people like to call a customer journey? Or are you merely using the user interface as a vehicle for testing lower level application logic? So I read, I'm not sure where I read it. I think it was somewhere on Twitter. I don't know who I'm quoting exactly at the moment, but he said it's really important to distinguish between either testing the UI or testing your application through the UI. And in the latter, part, you're just using, or I'd say abusing, the user interface to verify lower level application logic. And in those cases, it would be a good idea to at least try and find out if there's an API that exposes that application logic to you and start writing your automated tests against that. So there's from my current work, there's one example that I've already quoted a couple of times, which was a web shop. It's based in the US, actually. It does sell electronic cigarettes and all kinds of accessories for that. And because they're selling those products in the United States, and they're selling different kinds of product categories, there are, of course, 50 different states, each with their own rules and legislations around electronic cigarettes. You have different customers, have different ages, of course, different dates of birth, and they're classified into different age groups. So there's a whole lot of possible combinations of those. And for each combination of product category, state of residence, and age group, there's a different outcome of whether or not that client can purchase a given product. And what I wanted to do is validate every single combination of that through a user interface driven test, which involved navigating through four or five different screens, different forms, just to validate an error message or a confirmation message at the end of the process. So that to me is a big smell, maybe, yep. And an indication that you might want to start looking at a lower level of your application to see whether the application logic that's determining whether or not your customer is allowed to use or to purchase a given product, given his state of residence and his age group, and to see whether you can validate that logic using an API test. So basically what I did was simulate that customer journey through the browser while using Fiddler to see the HTTP calls that were sent to and from the server. And lo and behold, there it was a single API call which took a couple of parameters, namely a product ID, a zip code, and a birth date, which of course correspond to those three parameters that I talked about earlier. And it just returned a JSON object with either shipping methods indicating, well, this client is allowed to purchase that product, or an error message stating the reason why he or she could not purchase that given product given his zip code and date of birth. So, and that it actually made it a lot easier to cover every single one of those combinations without having to write 200-300 different tests on the user interface level.
Wow, I love that example. And one of my questions was going to be, any tools you recommend testers to use? And it sounds like you were able to leverage Fiddler to run and actually do some sort of exploratory testing almost, where you're trying to see, are there any APIs you can interact with? I think that's a great tip that most people probably don't know about.
Yeah, it worked reasonably well for this example, or I should say very well, because we still have to start writing the automated test, actually, because it's a fairly recent example, but I'm pretty sure we saved a whole lot of time and frustration having to write and maintain those user interface driven automated tests in order to cover all of the different combinations of those parameters I just mentioned.
Awesome. So another use case, Boz, I'm curious to know, do you know if you could use API testing almost like to speed up data population? So say you had a UI test that expects to be in a certain state. Have you seen any companies or people actually use an API to input all the data really quickly so when they do run that UI test that it's already set up?
Yeah, sure. I have done pretty much exactly the same in a number of projects that I've been working on. If the only part of your test that's featuring the UI is validating whether data is present or data is presented in a given manner or in the expected manner, then why waste time and effort writing and running automated tests through the user interface just to set up the starting point of your test or the expected, what did you call that, the preconditions?
Yep.
So yeah, very much. That would be another great application of leveraging API. It's not strictly API testing, I'd say, but it's definitely leveraging the APIs of your application to make your testing more efficient.
Awesome. All right, Bob. So I guess another question that probably comes to mind to most testers is, can I use Selenium for API testing? And if not, how do I incorporate API testing with my functional test?
No, great question, Joe. I actually wrote a blog post on this fairly recently where, because I see this question quite often, surprisingly often on media such as LinkedIn or specialized test automation forums or Twitter even. And for anybody who knows a little about Selenium WebDriver, is that it's a, I'd not even call it a test tool per se, because it's a browser automation tool. It just simulates user the interaction of a user with a browser.
Yep.
And it does not simulate the interaction of a user or system with an API. That should make it pretty clear that Selenium is not a tool that you'd use for API testing. Of course, you can, if you have a user interface-based automated testing framework, which is built around Selenium WebDriver, you could easily extend that framework to include API testing, but you'd need a different tool or library for doing that.
Awesome. So, Boz, are there any tools or APIs you recommend, not APIs, or testing libraries you recommend to help people test REST APIs or APIs in general?
Yeah, I think you know what my answer is going to be here.
Softball question there.
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah, definitely. Also, for those of you who have watched my or reading my blog or have watched my session on the Automation Guild, I'm a big fan of using Rest Assured for that, just because it's integrates seamlessly with your with any existing automation framework, which based on written in Java, and because it has such an easy yet powerful interface or API itself. Let's call it the actual API of Rest Assured is really powerful. So it enables you to write really powerful yet really readable and maintainable tests on the API level. So that would definitely be my first best suggestion. But of course, there are also other ways to do exactly the same thing. You can leverage or write something around the Apache HTTP client library yourself, or any other Java or whatever program language it is that you're using. Any kind of library that allows you to send requests and catch and validate responses on the API level, on the HTTP level yourself.
For folks that have never heard of Rest Assured before, I actually believe, do you have some sort of documentation? I thought I saw something about Johan Hallaby, the guy that created it, incorporated some training or a workshop you had on REST testing within a site. Am I wrong on that?
No. I've you're absolutely right. I'm a big fan of Rest Assured myself. When I'm enthusiastic about a tool, I like to spread the word, so to say. Last year, I created an introductory level workshop around Rest Assured, which I first presented at a conference of the Dutch testing community, and basically that was quite a success. So even for those people who had never really written a single line of Java code in their life before, they at the end of the workshop they were able to write automated tests in Rest Assured and essentially in the Java programming language. So that illustrates the power of the Rest Assured API. And after that, I sort of open sourced the workshop, which is a fancy way of saying I put all the code and the exercises and the answers and all the slides that accompanied the workshop on my GitHub page. And I hosted that workshop a number of times throughout the rest of the year. That was a chance for me to improve the workshop itself as well. But basically, it's available for everybody. The material is available for everybody from my GitHub page, and there's a link to it on my website as well. So for anybody who's interested in learning a little bit about Rest Assured, and apart from the documentation on the website, on the Rest Assured website itself, which is already pretty good, but if they'd like some more examples and to see how I would explain the concepts and the workings of Rest Assured to anybody who's interested in API testing, I'd say definitely take a look at that workshop or on my website.
Awesome. And just so you know, I'll have a link to that within the show notes to your website and to the GitHub at testtalks.com/137. Okay, Boz, I guess another question I could think of is when someone gets started with API testing, a lot of times they need to interact with third-party APIs. Do you have any tips about how you can mock APIs or do some sort of API mocking?
So yeah, handling third-party APIs in your testing, those APIs, especially the APIs that are outside of your circle of control, are always the hardest part to manage in your test environments. Either because they're not developed yet, which happens with multiple development teams, each responsible for their own component or application, which have to integrate at some point in time. Or maybe you need to share a dependency with other teams, which happens a lot with mainframe applications, which are, if they're even available in a test environment at all. And also setting up and managing test data in an external dependency can be a big problem for development, and especially for testing purposes, because every test is dependent on a specific set of test data and a state of the dependency. So especially with applications becoming ever more distributed, managing those test environments is becoming increasingly complex. One possible approach to tackling that problem is using, as you said in the question, mock stubs or service virtualization as an approach of simulating the behavior of those dependencies instead of having to deal with managing the dependencies themselves. You build simulations using a mocking libraries or stubs or service virtualization solutions, which simulate the behavior of the dependency that you want to use in your tests, in your integration, and in your end-to-end tests.
Awesome. And I believe, Boz, you actually have an ebook on this by O'Reilly called Service Virtualization Implementation Practices and Trends for On-Demand Test Environments.
Very true. Yes. That was published quite recently, I think a month ago or something like that. And if anybody is interested in what service virtualization is and how it can help you to test more effectively, I'll say it allows you to test earlier, it allows you to test more, and it allows you to test more often. If anybody's interested in reading a little bit more about service virtualization and in the role it can play or can play in current and future IT trends, such as mobile testing, mobile applications, and the Internet of Things, then yeah, I definitely check it out. It's a free download. It's a quick read. It's 25 to 30 pages long. So within an hour, you're pretty much up to date with the current state of service virtualization.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks like another great resource. And once again, I'll have it in the show notes so people can check that out. Boz, also, what is WireMock? I'm just looking at your website now, ontestautomation.com. I'll have a link to that.
WireMock is a, like rest assured, it's a Java DSL for writing mocks for RESTful, for HTTP based APIs, basically. So like with rest assured, you can just define behavior of your mocks in Java code. That's one way to use it, to incorporate it in your test automation code. Just write the actual mocks or steps you're using, or that your integration or end-to-end test require in your have that as part of your test code base as well. And the other way to use it is in a standalone fashion, where you define the behavior of your mocks in JSON files, and then that way you can use it as a standalone API mock server, which can be accessed by different teams in parallel. Basically, something that you can do obviously when you spin up your mocking server as part of your test automation execution, because then the mock server would just live for the duration of your tests.
Okay, Boz, before we go, is there one piece of actionable advice you can give someone to improve their API testing efforts? And let us know the best way to find or contact you.
To improve your API test automation efforts is basically a more general tip. Start exploring your applications and see whether there is anything that you're currently testing at the user interface level, which you can also test sufficiently and just as effectively on the API or maybe even on the unit test level. So don't think that you have to do everything through the user interface, but try and explore, ask around, or use a tool like Fiddler to explore your application to see what APIs are available, what business logic they expose, and how you can leverage those for more efficient test automation in general. If you want to contact me, I'm on Twitter at _BasDijkstra, or you can hit me up on LinkedIn, where I'm fairly active as well. And of course, there's my website on testautomation.com, or you can send me an email at bas@ontestautomation.com, and I'll probably get back to you pretty quickly as well.
Thank you, Boz, for API testing automation awesomeness. For links to everything of value we covered in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/137. And while you're there, make sure to click on the Sign Up Now free button under the exclusive sponsor section to learn all about Sauce Labs' awesome products and services. And if you want to hear more from Boz about API testing or from 25 other automation experts, make sure to check out the Automation Guild. The conference was live last week, but due to popular demand, I've kept registration open, so you'll miss out on the live aspect of it. However, what I've done is I recorded all the live Q&A, and you get all the pre-recorded sessions. So you get all the information that you would have gotten at the conference, except you don't have the live aspect of it. So once you head on over to testtalks.com, you see a banner underneath the exclusive sponsor section. Make sure to click on that. If you missed out on Automation Guild, it's still not too late. You could still get all the recordings now. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.